I'd say. Good morning. As always, it's a pleasure to be back in London. It's been quite a long time since I've been here. We can blame COVID, we can blame other things, but hopefully, Mitzvah Shem Reb Dudi, it won't be as long to the next time. Okay, I can also say, I'm looking around and see it's Reb Yanki is the one that actually brings in the crowds. And Reb Yanki, unfortunately, sitting Shiva, it looks like the crowd has thinned out a little bit since last time I've been here. We wish him Chaim Aruchim. The Shiva finishes this morning. Shavuot Nisimchus in the future. Okay, I want to talk today about an inyan within Kibbud Av V'Em, an important inyan, and that is the inyan of Kima V'Hidur, standing up in front of your parents. It is almost a forgotten art, Kibbud Av V'Em. I think nowadays, especially when it comes to children, oftentimes children think they know better than their parents. What do you know from today's world? You don't know how to use a phone, you don't know how to use a computer, you don't know how to drive like a mensch, garnish kennst du tot. Yeah? I know much better than you do. I should be mechabed you. It's the other way around. You should be mechabed me. Know what I know. Yeah? But we know that it's not like that. Yeah? We'll tell the Maaser, everyone knows the Maaser of Yaakov, unless you tell maybe in the end. But he brings over here, in the beginning of Aruch HaShulchan, as an introduction to the idea of Kibbud Av V'Em, he brings, first of all, that we know that there's two mitzvahs that come with parents. Number one is kabed esavicha vesimecha, honor, to honor your parents, to give them kabed. And number two is ish imoy v'vavi tiro, the second mitzvah also, that you have to also fear your parents. So there's a mitzvah of having honor to the parents and the mitzvah of fearing the parents. We'll discuss and define them soon in a minute. And he brings over here that this is a tremendous mitzvah. Why? Because he, the Gemara puts together the following. He says, kabed vesavicha vesimecha. And kavas Hashem mehoinecha mehoinecha, you should be mechamel kosh brachu from your money. And he puts together the kibud of avaim, the kibud of your parents, together with the kloid hakodesh brachu, so that we see that there is a connection over there. And sometimes they say the kibud of a parent sometimes even overdoes, overschlugs in certain ways. The kibud of hakodesh brachu, hakodesh brachu gives us the opportunity to be mechamel our parents if we still have our parents. More than that, we also find that Kibbud Av V'Em, as you know, we read it in last week's Pasha, many people ask the question, why is Kibbud Av V'Em on the first Luach? It should be on the second Luach. You have two Luachas, one that is Ben Adam L'Chaver, and one which is Ben Adam L'Mokim, and you find Kavod Esavicha V'Esimecha, you find on the Luach which is the one for Ben Adam L'Mokim, and there's a strong connection over here between Kibbud Av V'Em and the Kibbud of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we have all that together. Then he continues on and he says something very interesting. He says, Kibbud Av V'Em is not only a mitzvah of the Torah, it's also really what we call a mitzvah sechus. There are many people that would say, you know what? It's correct to honor my father and mother. Who wouldn't honor their parents? Their parents have brought him into the world. Their parents took care of him when they were a little baby and couldn't do anything for themselves. Their parents helped them through primary school, through high school age, hopefully. They helped them through the ages of whether it's university or yeshiva. They helped them get married. You owe them so much. Of course you'd give somebody the honor. Of course you should at least have the basic decency and the basic derech eretz to give someone like that the kavod. That's what you'd expect. And so therefore you wouldn't really need a mitzvah in the Torah to tell us kamin esavicha mesimecha, because it's something that everybody knows is the right thing to do. Even amongst the goyim, you'd understand that you should give honor to your parents, honor to your father, honor to your mother. So therefore he says, we bring in the Torah the following. He says, kamin esavicha mesimecha, in the second one of the luchos, we say, kamin esavicha mesimecha, kashet tzivcha Hashem aleikecha. And he says, yes, you're right. Maybe you could have figured out the halach of Kibbud Av V'Em anyway without that. You wouldn't have needed the Torah to tell me Kibbud Av V'Em. I would have known that I owe my parents so much that I have to be mechamed them even without the Torah telling me to do that. However, even though I have this mitzvah, which logically speaking, I would understand to do anyway, the Torah tells me, kamed esavicha v'simecha, kashet tzivcha Hashem aleikecha. The important thing to do it is actually to do because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. Not because this logically makes sense to me. If logically it makes sense to me not to steal, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says not to steal, the mitzvah is to say I'm not stealing, not because it's a pasach nisht, or you know, I'm not that kind of person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said not to. And that's really why I do it. He brings it, says, V'hoyo ekev tishmon eisa mishpatim o'ele. When he says, V'hoyo ekev tishmon, it will be because you keep these mitzvah kodesh bochum, v'shom ha'shem lekech alo chasabritza, v'chaz kodesh bochum, keep it for you. He says, the last passage in Pashas Vaschanan says the following, V'shamat es ha'chukim eisa mishpatim, you should be showing me the sukkim mishpatim, and then he says, V'hoyo ekev tishmon eisa mishpatim o'ele. You keep the mishpatim, and because you keep them, meaning, you do things not because it makes sense to you. You do them because the Rebbeinu Shalom said so, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to shower us with all the brachas. So the first important thing to know is that even though Kibbutz Avayim is something that you and I could have figured out on our own, nevertheless, when we do the mitzvah, we should focus and say specifically, I'm doing this mitzvah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so, not because it makes sense to me, and that's why I'm doing it. He actually continues on and says a very interesting thing. The Aruch HaShulchan asks the question, why is it you don't make a bracha on Kibbutz Avayim? Your father walks into the room, and you want to stand up for your father. So you should make a bracha, Asher Yisham, and Slice of Itzvonu, Lechabed, Avi, and then stand up. Lots of mitzvahs that we make a bracha on. And yet on Kibbutz Avayim, we don't make a bracha. So he says a very, very interesting thing. And is it, pardon?
It's
Middus. It's not Middus, it's a Middus. There's certain things that are not... Oh, it's a mitzvah t'midis. It's not a mitzvah t'midis. Well, see, so it's not a mitzvah t'midis because, you know, if father's not in the room, I'm not mechuyav to stand up for him. When father walks in, I'm not stand up for him. We'll talk soon about sumo. We'll talk about standing up, especially when somebody is blind. The very interesting, he brings over here in the Pitzkei Tshuva about when you have to, when you don't have to give comment. So, could be interesting, but he said it's a mitzvah to me just because at any point in time, if I mention my parents, I have to give them honor, so I don't have to make a bracha. But he says a very interesting thing, the Aruch HaShulchan, a very interesting teretz. He says, any mitzvah that other people do, even people who are not Yidden, just you're doing it, why? Because Rabban Shem said so. You're walking down the street and you find Bob, why is Bob doing this thing? Because you think it's the right thing to do. So anything where Jews and non-Jews both are involved in doing this action, just you're doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so, and he's doing it because his logic said so, in such an instance, it doesn't make sense for you to make a bracha on such a mitzvah, and you don't make a bracha on that mitzvah. Very, very interesting. He says, Nehi shoyz mipnei ha-seichel, it's true that they do it because of seichel, mikol mokhoim, however, kivin shebasir shovim heim, they both seem to be doing exactly what we're doing, the difference between my Kibbutz Avayim and the Kibbutz Avayim shown by someone who is not a Yid is only in the mind, in that I'm doing it because Hashem said so, and they're doing it because their mind said so. Therefore, you don't make a bracha on it.
You forget.
But,
because you're doing
Bishop
Hashem,
commanded
you to do it.
Yes.
Yeah, is to emphasize it, say a bracha.
Interesting. So for some reason, it seems that Chazal were not misaching that kind of bracha. So we get now to the question of what is kibud and what is moira, and I want to talk about one specific inyan. So the question is, what is kibud and what is moira? So the Gemara already defines for us kibud. It's a Gemara in Kiddushin, and it's brought in a few different places. So he says that. So what's ezu kibud ve'ezu moira? Let me just find ezu kibud. What is considered kibud and what's considered moira? So he brings first moira over here. Moira is like oimi bim kaimi, you don't stand in the place where your father normally stands. Interesting shailas they have. If a father has a mokum kavua in shul, and it's a bit squashed in shul, can you move into his mokum kavua? Lo yoshe bim kaimi, you cannot sit in this place. Your father has his place at the head of the table, you cannot sit in that place. And then, what's the mitzvah of lo shoshes dvar? He also says, lo shoshes dvar, when your father says something, you can't disagree with him. Outright, and you can't say, yes, I think my father is right. Who are you to interject over here and to say things over here? Whereas, what's kibud? He says, kibud, he brings over here, machila, you give him to eat, umashkeyu, and you give him to drink. And he says, very important, in the fact that you do physical things for your father is not only to do them, but to do it to save upon the others. The Gemara brings that there was one person that fed his father the greatest delicacies, but when his father said to him, how are you able to afford this? He says, shut up, old man. You know, who asked you? The other one made his father do terrible things, but he said, I'm giving you the better of the worst. We're both avadim. There are two jobs. I'll take the harder job, and you take the easier job. See, so the Gemara says the second one was actually Muhammad's father, because I took the harder job and I let my father do the easier job, even though he stuck doing something terrible. And forget, somebody who feeds his father the greatest delicacies and yells at his father and tells him to be quiet and not to ask questions and just to sit in his place and do whatever he has to do. Let me just finish so I can go to work. So even if you're giving him the greatest food and the greatest delicacies, kibbut is very much about the way you show the kibbut, not what you do. It's not only about what you do. So you say, okay, I fed my father good food. That means. So we'll see now in one specific sugya about what it means to be mechaber a parent in one specific thing. So the Gemara brings the following. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef kat shama kal karad imei. Rabbi Yosef, when he used to hear his mother walking in, Oma used to say, Eko mekama shchinta da asya. Let me get up because the shchina is walking into this room. The shchina is on its way into the room, so I must get up. I have to get up for my mother. He said, when my mother walks in, together with that, there's a mitzvah of me of kibbut avayim. She's coming here with the shchina, and I have a chiyuv to get up for her. And from that, it's brought in Poskim, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Mem. This is in Siv Zayin. So in Simon Reish Mem, Siv Zayin, Chayev Lamed Mipnei Aviv. A person is chayv to stand before his father, and when he says aviv, aviv, it doesn't mean aviv specifically, it means aviv ve'imoy. Then again, there's a whole discussion over here, what happens if the father's talmid chacham, does the father have to stand, if the son, I'm sorry, is a talmid chacham, does the father have to stand up to the son, does the son stand up for the father? So you have a son who's the rab in the shul, and the father dons in the shul where his son's the rab. So now what should happen? Should the father walks in, should the son who's the rab, should he stand up for the father? Or the son walks in, who's the Rav, should the father be standing up for the son? Who's giving kibbut to whom? So there he is, there brings a whole sugya over here, whether, you know, who has to give kibbut to whom? The father has to give kibbut to the son because the son's the Rav. The son has to give kibbut to the father because it's his father. We'll see about being marichal each other. Okay, that's we're not going to get into that. It's not so much the main sugya. What I did see over here is a very interesting thing. And I think this sort of defines for us a little bit the idea of kibbut as well. In that, Rekiva Eger says over here in this Chayav Adam Alamit Ne Aviv, Rekiva Eger says, Afim Aviv Suma. Even as a father Chas V'Shalom is blind, a person has to stand up anyway. And the logic behind it over here is, meaning to say, you would say, maybe I'm only mechuyif to stand up for my father when my father can see, then I'm standing up for him. But my father Chas V'Shalom can't see, Saginar, so you walk in, so he doesn't know I stood up for him. So where is the covet for my father?
So it's for him.
So the answer is, it must be that it is for him. It's for you to stand up, it's for you to show kavod, and it's not so much about the other person. And we find that in many different halachas. We find that the Torah did certain things, even that I should do for myself. I just recently was giving a shir on covering the chalas. So when you cover the chalas by kiddush, it says, why? Shalayira hapas boishto. You shouldn't embarrass the chalas. Now, I don't know about you, but my chalas don't feel embarrassed. Yeah? My chalas are chalas. They're dough, it's flour and water and yeast. So what's the problem? The teretz is, pardon?
Can't see it's covered.
Who can't see it's covered? I don't know if it's embarrassing or not. The chalas blushing underneath the thing and I didn't see it because of that. Okay. But the Targum says it's not so much about the challah. Who's it about? It's about me, right? I should understand and I should learn a sensitivity that if the bracha of Hamotzi comes first, and I'm bringing the bracha of Hadgafim before the bracha of Hamotzi, it's wrong for me to do that and to bring that kind of koyach hanefesh into myself. And similarly over here, whether the father knows or the father doesn't know, the son stands up. Why? Because he's giving to the father, because he wants to know that I have a chiyuv to stand up for my father. Whether my father sees it or not, and whether my father cares or not, seems to be irrelevant over here. You stand up. The Pesachim Tshuva brings something very interesting over here, and here already gets a little bit, you have to start trying to define the mitzvah a little bit more. The Pesachim Tshuva brings the following. He says, Yeshni Stapik, have a suffix, summa. Let's say, not the father, Chas V'Shalom is blind, but the son, Chas V'Shalom is blind. So the son is blind and the father walks into the room. Is the summa chayav lamik ne'aviv imoy, or is he not mechuyif to stand in front of him? So he brings the nachlas tzvi, and he brings the nachlas tzvi over here, he brings the yotzei mefarshim in this newer version of the Shulchan Aruch, he actually brings the nachlas tzvi. So nachlas tzvi says, well, what's the kasha over here? I don't understand. Why should a blind person not have to stand up for his father? What difference does it make? Okay? So first of all, he says, we know that the Morgan Avram paskins and Simon and Gimels have gotten design, not Maya Bekis, it says Bekis, he paskins that a summa schai b'chol amitzis. A blind person cannot say he's blind, so there is not mechuyif to put on tefillin, or he's not mechuyif to daven. Unfortunately, he might be disabled in that specific way. But lamaisa, even though he's disabled in that specific way, that doesn't mean that he's not mechuyif to do mitzvahs. So in Cain, you're saying, yeah, saying to me, a summa, a blind person, a shayla, whether he has to stand up for his parents or not. What's the shayla b'chlal? The summa had to daven and the summa had to put on tefillin this morning. He had to say brochas, he had to do, he has to eat kosher, and he has to make brochas before his food, and he has to wash his hands, he has to say sebichas amozim. But his parents come in, he doesn't have to stand up. What difference does it make? Where does that come in?
Because he doesn't see them. He doesn't know they've come in.
If he doesn't know they've come in, it could be that he doesn't eat. So fine, so that's just, not that he doesn't have a chiyuv. The vart is, but if I know, somebody says, your father's just walked in. Is he mechuyav to stand up? 100%. So you're saying it's just, it's a vart in, do I know or do I? It's just that I, so we weren't mechayim the summa because how can mechayim the summa when he doesn't know when it happens, when it doesn't happen? But that's the summa's chayim like everybody else. It's just because he doesn't know when it happens, it's not mechuyav to do it. Sorry, you were saying something?
Rabbi Huzza says, a blind person is potter from all the mitzvahs.
Okay, so we're going to come to that. It's interesting. He brings that review over here in the Nachas Tzvi. Very, very good. The discussion of a blind person who's brought him all the mitzvahs or not. So we're going to come back to that, especially from the Raya that is brought in the Gemara. So he says a very interesting thing. The Gemara in Kiddushin speaks about when you have to stand up. So the Gemara brings the following. It says, Mipnei Seva Tokum. You have to stand up before a person that has chokhmah, save in this instance, is not somebody who's old, but somebody has chokhmah, the adat of Pnei Zokhin, and you give, or maybe it's the other way around, you give hidu to Zokhin, and Yeshem. So the Gemara puts together, Pnei Seva Tokum, and Tokum Vehadata. So Gemara says that Tokum getting up, Vehadata, and giving chokhmah, they go together. So Tokum Vehadata means that the mitzvah of Kima, of Tokum, you have to stand up, is only where it is Vehadata. So let's say you're sitting in the corner over there, right? And in walks the over here. Rabbi Stern walks in, he opens up the door, and you stand up over there. Does anybody know that you stood up, or is that mukach? You stood up for the Rav who just walked in? Or maybe you're standing in the back corner over there, you got up to get yourself a safer, you got up to stretch your legs, your chavrusa just said something and you want to really scream at him, so you're standing up to get a better chance to yell at him and to be upset with him, whatever it is. He's standing in that corner. Why is it mukach that he walks over there?
You know.
I know, yeah? So the Gemara says that there's a din of kima where there's hidr, that a person should stand up. Rashi says, the Gemara says, Lo'yamarti kima ela b'mokum shiyesh hidr. I should stand up in a way where it is obvious that I'm standing up and giving kavod to this person. And Rashi says that therefore, which is toich abams, which is something within some of that, and therefore it's muchach, I'm standing up before him. And therefore he wants to say, possibly, the Nachas Tzvi, that since this guy doesn't see, unfortunately he's blind, when he stands up, it's not obvious and evident he's standing up for this individual. You don't know who he's standing up for. He could be standing up because he's stretching his legs. Now somebody who is sighted, somebody can see, so when his father walks in or when the mother walks in, he stands up, so he's showing kavod to his parents and people know he saw his mother, he saw his father, he stood up, that's a kavod. This person unfortunately can't see when he stands up. It's not bedafka showing kavod, right? So therefore, he brings the shayla over here. Maybe you should be potter. You shouldn't have to go ahead and you shouldn't have to stand up. However, interestingly enough, he then brings what was mentioned over here by this young man over here about Rabbi Yehuda saying, summa potter min ha-mitzvahs. He brings a gemara. And the gemara actually quotes Rabbi Yosef. We know Rabbi Yosef was a saginar. Rabbi Yosef didn't see well. And Rabbi Yosef said, originally when somebody said to me, as this young man said over here, like Rabbi Yehuda, that it is that I don't have to do mitzvahs and I did them anyway, I would have made a yomtiv. Why? Because I'm potter to do and I do it anyway. I would have thought for extra credit, I get extra mitzvahs. Now if somebody tells me we don't pasken like Rabbi Yehuda, that's why I make a yomtiv. Why? Because I am mitzvah v'aisa and therefore I do it. So the Gemara is actually bringing a raya from whom? From Rabbi Yosef. As we read before, Rabbi Yosef, when he heard his mother coming in, he said, I will get up for the Shechina. So it comes out, who's the Raya from in the Gemara? Who's going to bring a Raya from? From a blind person that he used to stand up for his parents. So he says, Vasakhoi said, you do have to stand up for your parents. So in the end, he comes out, you have to stand up for your parents. You have to stand up. But it's interesting that we're defining over here the standing up. Originally, we had a Havamina, maybe that if the standing up doesn't show kavod or doesn't show hiddur, even if you stood up, lav dafka, that does the mitzvah for you. So you have to do it in a way that's going to show kavod. Okay? So the question, therefore, is if we have over here all of these different poskim that speak about exactly when you have to stand up and how you have to stand up, you have to figure out, therefore, why is it nowadays it's become almost like nobody does it? And forget, if you had a friend that stood up for their parents, you'd look at them funny. Especially if you're younger. I think as we get a little bit older, somebody stands up, you say, oh, you know what? He's standing up for his father, he's standing up for his mother. But if you had a few teenagers, and one of the teenagers sitting there, and the mother walked in, or the father walked in, and the teenager stood up, all his friends were looking at him and saying, Shulgi Givan, what are you doing? So I stand up for my parents. You stand up for your parents? Who still does that nowadays? Who still does that nowadays? And the question that we need to ask ourselves is, in the Purusha Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, there doesn't seem to be any way around it. The Shulchan Aruch says, a chayev lamed b'nei avim. So why do people not stand up for their parents? Okay?
Father didn't tell them.
Pardon?
Oh,
so we have to come back to that. So first of all, the Gemara, mainly what we're going to find over here is a limud zchus. It's not going to be a reason, a good reason why you don't have to, but a reason why people aren't knowing like that. So let's start with the following. The Gemara brings over there in Kiddushin a question of whether a person can be moichel on the kavod. Ha'av shemochel al kvoidei, ha'rav shemochel al kvoidei. So the Gemara says, if the father or the mother want to be moichel on the kavod, what's the halacha? Kvoidei mochel. Moichel on his kavod. If a rav wants to be moichel on his kavod, what's the halacha? Kvoidei mochel. A melech wants to be moichel on his kavod, what do we say there? Ain't kvoidei mochel. Why? It's not up to the king to give him the kavod. It's the kavod of the malchus. And therefore, because he represents the malchus, he's not allowed to give up his kavod. But a parent is allowed to give up his kavod, or her kavod, and a rabbi is allowed to give up their kavod as well. Therefore, say many of the poskim, that parents have a right to be moichel on this. Yes, the halacha says you should stand up for your parents. However, parents can decide, you know what, the mitzvah is that you should stand up for me. I'm not so machbid. I don't really expect you to do it. And the poskim that say exactly what you said, faket. You know what, if as a child you taught your parents, if as a parent you taught your children to stand up for each other, then you could show that you're machbid on it. But I remember hearing from a Gersi Machanach, he said the way to do it, the way to go about teaching your children kim and avaim, the mother should tell the children, you have a chiyuv to be mechabed your father, and the father should say, you have a chiyuv to be mechabed the mother. Because if the father walks in and says, hey, you have to stand up for me. We were like, a COVID grabber. You know, when people walk into the Beis Medrash, certain people in every Beis Medrash that always need a kibbutz, they always need to get an aliyah, they always need to have the omer, they always need to sit in the front. And nobody likes people like that. So if your parents behave like that with you, you'd be like, you know, he keeps on asking for COVID. He walks in the room, you have to stand up for me. You can't sit on my seat. So the better way of doing it is, you walk into the room and the child is sitting on your seat and your wife's there also. You say, excuse me, you're sitting on daddy's seat. That's daddy's seat. It's not right for you to sit there. If the child's sitting on the mother's seat, then the father says, excuse me, you're sitting on mommy's seat. Where's your comment? That's not keeping up the aim. That's a very, very different thing. And so the children will learn two things. Number one, they'll learn kibbud avaim. But number two, they'll also learn that you as spouses are mechabed each other. Because you're standing up for your spouse and you're saying, you can't sit on my wife's seat. This is mommy's seat, you don't sit there. And the mother says, you can't sit on daddy's seat. This is daddy's seat, you can't sit there. It makes a big difference. It teaches the children even something about your relationship to each other. So even that's a very, very important thing. But you over here you have a din that a child can, you can be moichel for the child. He said, child, I don't need you to. And so therefore, the parents can decide. We don't want to be machbid over here. The Shulchan Aruch brings also, a parent shouldn't be overbearing on their children. Some parents are slightly overbearing, and by being overbearing, the children resent the mechabedah. So therefore, it could very well be that certain children would even resent the fact that they need to stand up. I need to stand up every time my father walks in the room. I need to stand up. He's so overbearing. He's constantly demanding this covered. What's his problem? So therefore, many people have gotten rid of this inyan of kibbud. They've decided, if I've not taught my children to stand up for me, that means I'm not makbid. And if I've taught my children that when I walk into the room, or I've taught my children when mommy walks in the room, you stand up for her, and mommy says when daddy walks into the room, you stand up for him, then you have taught them to do that. So it depends. If you don't teach your children to do that, and your children never stand up for you, and you never make a macha, weiss that you don't mind so much. Because if you minded, you would say something. In Cain, so that's the limut schus that we have, that parents have a right to be moichel on their covered. And if parents want to, they can say, you don't have to stand up for me, it's not such a problem, don't stand up for me, and fine, you don't stand up. And even if it wasn't said, just 1 second, even if it wasn't said mefurish, even if just by your actions it comes out that you're not being machped on your children to stand up, because when they don't stand up, you don't say anything, even that's a raya that you're moichel on your covered. Yes, please.
You don't say anything, you don't think it's it's just a feeling of COVID grabbing. That's why he's not saying.
So then you get your wife to say something, right?
If she's,
so you get
there.
If she's there. But no, but it's not a one-off. You know, when children grow up, it's chinuch. Chinuch is not a one-off opportunity. Chinuch is an opportunity every single day. So you should say in the morning, you know, when she wake up in the morning, when daddy comes home from shul, you know, as he walks in the room, you should stand up. The husband should say, you know, when mommy comes downstairs, when she got dressed, she comes downstairs, you should stand up. At least once a day, you should stand up for her. Some say that when the parents live near the children, it starts to become also too difficult. Imagine if you work together with your father in the same office. Every time your father goes out, he gets a drink, he comes back inside, stand up. He went to get a photocopy from the printer, he comes back in, stand up. He went to speak to a customer, comes back in, stand up. You get him standing up for your father 20, 30, 50 times a day.
I think you only have to do it once a day or twice a day.
Right, so some say that you only have to do it once or twice a day. You do it once in the morning and once at night. Just like with your Rebbe, you can do it once in the morning, once at night. But even that, lots of people are not even machben on that. You know, don't have to. But the emphasis is, I think it's a gemalde gezach that, you know, we have the opportunity, you know, if you're blessed enough as a child to have a parent, you have the opportunity to give kibbutz. And when you see, you know, people lose, unfortunately, a parent, and they say, you know, I've lost, this is an opportunity that goes away forever. So why as parents should we say, you know what, don't stand up for me? It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that we have a dar where it's become almost like unheard of that children should stand up for the parents. Faket. We as parents should maybe be makbid for our children, if you are a parent. And if you're makbid for your children, you should now look one dar up and say, if I have the opportunity to stand up for my parent, I should do that as well. Because Gosh Bohu is promising Laman Yarichun Yomechiget Arichas Yomim, and it's covered like even covered to Gosh Bohu. It's a very, very special mitzvah. As parents, maybe we shouldn't be as giving. We should really say once a day at least. Once a day, once in the morning, once in the evening, just to give a minimum amount of covered. To allow your children to give you that covered. Faket. Don't be Moichlans. I'm Moichlans almost all day long. Here and there, I would like you to do it once in the morning, once in the evening. Just so you should know that, you know, part of the problem is that we've created a generation where parents have become peers with their children. I know, unfortunately, I know lots of people, not so much in the Heimish Olam, but more in the less Heimish Olam, children even call their parents by their first name. What, you're on first name basis with your parents, like you're friends over here? A parent, a pardon?
And they call their grandparents by
their
first name.
And grandparents by their first name also. It's not on. It's not right. And the parent is, instead of being moichel on his kovod, the parent should say, I don't want to be moichel on my kovod. If I can't be moichel on my kovod, is doing my children a disservice. I'm not doing them the favor by being moichel on my kovod. Again, don't be overbearing, as the Shulchan Aruch says. Being overbearing is a bad thing to do. But it's not so bad. And that parents should try to teach their children Hilchos Kibud Av V'Em. They should give them the opportunity to stand up for them at least once during the day and once in the evening. Nothing will happen. If you walked into the room and your child stood up for you, nothing will happen. Faket, he'll learn something very important for that, or she will learn something very important for that. And therefore, yes, you have a chiyuv to stand up. We have a ptur that you have, because if you want to, midine ha'av shemochal or ha'em shemochal ha'kvoidom, you want to be mochal ha'kvoidom, kvoidom mochal, but of course, if you stand up for your parents, you still get a mitzvah. And the truth is that a parent should try to be malamed their children, because if you're malamed children covered that way, they'll have covered in many other ways as well. And the fact that we don't, or we're not covered, means that oftentimes the children don't really have the cover that they should have. Kibud Av V'Em, as we see, it's part of not only Bein Adam L'Chaver, it's part of Bein Adam L'Machlokes. It's a big way, it goes a long way in understanding our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also, anybody who has the blessing to still have parents should be able to be mekayim that mitzvah for many, many more years, and be mekayim it properly, being able to stand up and be able to give the kavod koroi to whoever it is. Anyone saying kanish?
Your kids will treat you.
Very nice.
You did.
Yeah. Rav Chaim Kanievsky said that?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. What's your name?
Ephraim Ebert.
Ephraim Ebert. Nice to meet you, Ephraim.
He's my grandfather.
Ah, very nice.
Yeah. Good.
Thank you for coming. Yes. Interesting. Now, Yovo Yalovim says, wow, interesting. Very good.
Yeah, thank you. Standing up for a while to cover the Torah.